Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Well, I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world and our VFN radio audience. I'm telling you, stay tuned. Awesome things are happening. Know that we're 24 hours a day, so if you're just catching us on maybe one of our television programs, maybe one of our highlight segments, go to VFNTV.com and find all the ways that you can get us, because there's a lot being said. And I was just listening this morning, John, to the book of Acts. And as I was getting ready, and I was, hearing the life of Paul and all. And, Paul was saying, listen, you're not going to probably see me again. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit's already told me not to see me again. He says, but my hands are clean. Mm-hmm. He says, I don't have any of your blood. None of your blood's on my hands, because I told you everything about the kingdom of God. And you have to understand that. That's New Testament. The Old Testament is Ezekiel 33 or seven, whatever it is, 17 or whatever. He says that if you know what God says, you have to tell folks, because God wants all of us to hear him and be saved. He doesn't want any of us to be destroyed. He says, but listen to this. He says, but if you do know and don't tell them, and of course that they obviously won't know to turn, and so then it won't be good for them in eternity. But their blood's going to be on your hand. And so Paul said this. He said, none of your, I'm leaving, you won't see me again, but none of your blood is on my hands. I mean, he's talking to the church. He's talking to people that were following him. Mm-hmm. And why? Because he just told them everything. He says every component, of the kingdom that he had told him. And so I encourage you that what we're really saying to you is get, listen, turn VFN radio on in your offices and your workplace. This is, don't treat VFN TV and Daily Radio program as entertainment, even though Pat is entertaining. We have those entertaining moments. But seriously, that you want to begin to change the atmosphere of your home, your relationships, and we need this. This is very important. Mm-hmm. This is what he says. If the person repents, he says, then you've won. Mm-hmm. You've won the heart of God, and you won this person in the family of God. This is what God wants. He doesn't want to write anybody off. He wants to write us all in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so I just want to encourage you. There is so much prophecy. I was listening to a couple of prophecies this weekend on VFN, on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch and go back and begin to listen to these dreams and visions and prophecies and the things that God said. And his saying is going to happen, and it is happening and going to happen. As a matter of fact, today's program, we're going to be able to show you more detail, a 7-year time of prophecies and them being spoken before the gates of the city and them coming to pass and more being spoken in its government. And I know recently we've talked a lot about the Gulf Coast region and the Pensacola area, because that is national news. As a matter of fact, BBC, British Broadcasting Company, was talking about what's happening on the Gulf Coast and in Pensacola with all the explosion of the jail and the different storms and all the things going on. And so we've been talking a lot about, some areas where the studios and the Dream Center is located, but, we are a national viewpoint, and we want to be able to we're talking about the drought during today's programs. Don't forget, we're 4 programs back to back, but this drought was prophesied about. Which means God let us know this was going to be taking place from John Paul Jackson. Mm-hmm. John Paul Jackson. And we have that available for you on the VFN Torch. But one of the things is it's drought, that water is going to be a commodity that's more precious, more costly than fuel.
Right.
And droughts aren't forever. But if you don't have any water, it is a forever for you.
Yeah, no doubt.
And think about this. While your water is running, store some. Put some aside. You never know if you're going to have a flood, earthquake, lightning striking 70,000+ times, or, you're going to have a drought. And if you store, I remember just this last week, Steve's telling me that somebody had moved from Pensacola to Texas. And we love Texas, all of our Texas listeners out there, but the drought going on right now, she told Steve, she says, I'm probably going to move back to the Pensacola area.
Wow.
Because it's so dry that the foundations of the houses are cracking.
Wow. That's serious.
So
well,
you think about, and this is exactly what John Paul Jackson was prophesying, in some areas that it would be, you know, this extreme and this area will be that extreme. You think about it, you got floods in the Gulf Coast, but then you have, it's so dry in Texas. Think about this. When the foundation of your house cracks, I mean, this is major, because at that point, I don't believe you can actually fix that. Somehow you just had to live with it or whatever. But those droughts go all the way to L.A. and all the way up to Boise, Idaho. And these are things that have been spoken about. You think, the question you ask yourself is, you know, why is this taking place? You know, why are these things happening? When we get back from this break in a moment, we're going to show you specifically a 7-year prophecies delivered over 7 years, and one just delivered in June the 10th, 2013, and then just what just happened to fulfill that, to show you the continued prophecies we're going to talk about today, that we have to prepare for this. And the biggest way to prepare for it is for us to turn our hearts to God and begin to cry out to God and begin to abide with our Lord Jesus Christ. Understand, he said, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. But understand, he's called you to personal relationship with him. You alone, not through your priest, your rabbi, your preacher, or whoever else, or this controlling freak person in your life. Just you alone, you with God. And then you have a relationship with people who have a relationship with him too. And that's when you get together and you say, amen. Mm-hmm. And with that, he establishes, as he talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and on, he gave gifts to the church to be able to lead us and train us and all that aspect of it. But you got to have a relationship with him. It can't be just the leaders having a relationship with the Lord. Believe me, you're going to want to know his voice, because many voices are coming in the air right now. But God's voice is stable, steady, and peaceful. More when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are Bibles allowed to be brought into the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for a private mental health agency, and I'm a Christian, and I read my Bible and have it on my bookcase, and I do that on my own time, but I do it on the premises of the agency. Nothing terrible has happened, but I'm getting some terrible stares and being shunned by some of my other clinicians.
Well, look, the Bible's not a banned book, but if it was only a certain types of books they wanted on the bookshelves because of the type of work you were engaged in, that'd be one thing. But do they allow, Lisa, other therapists to have personal books and reading material at their office?
I don't know yet, but they did introduce a new gentleman who's going to be working with us, who happens to be Hindu and bows to everybody in that
within his
posture.
Tradition. Well, look, that's part of their faith tradition, and you should respect that, like they should respect your ability to keep the Bible in place. So you really, no problem there. You shouldn't have any trouble.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right into this prophecy started over a 7-year period. You want to know. You want to know if it's truly a prophet, then they speak, and then God confirms what was said. Listen up. Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our County Commission meeting for today, June 10th, 2013. Please turn your cell phones to the off, silence, or vibrate position. The County Commission allows any person to speak regarding any item on the agenda. The speaker is limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise determined by the chairman, to allow for the sufficient time necessary for all speakers. We'll start with our invocation with Commissioner Barry, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Grover Robinson. Mr. Barry.
Thank you. Could I ask Mr. Greg Lancaster to come up to the podium and start tonight's business?
Take one moment. The Lord laid on my heart to be able to share a word. I shared here before with Doris was here. I think a couple commissioners were here. And for 10 years, we had a prophecy here in the city, the father and son camping trip. We carried the fatherless out to the wilderness. In the middle of that particular camping trip, Commissioner Robinson was there helping us out during that time as well. We came down here to speak to the county commissioners at that time and share with them what was going on. And 70 leaders were there at that meeting when we were preparing to take these 1,000-plus boys in the wilderness. And four of the county commissioners said nothing. And one county commissioner said, "This is good."
Well, I think it's a wonderful program to bring fathers and sons together in our community.
Within a few months, all the county commissioners were removed except for one there. And it's like, my goodness, you guys, your position is so important in the eyes of God as leaders in the city. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing and your stand right there. And then, Lord, I got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart. And that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. That's when he told me about the coming storm, and I talked about the coming storm that was going to be coming. We talked about hurricane storms, but it was actually the financial storm that Alan Greenspan talked about.
Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed. As uncertainty has grown, many banks have restricted lending. Credit markets have frozen, and families and businesses have found it harder to borrow money. We are in the midst of a serious financial crisis.
And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord laid on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asked me to come. And Commissioner Berry asked me to come, and I said, this is it. I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. Things are going to increase. They're going to escalate. And finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county. And I want to ask you guys to seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions. It's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen. Father God, I thank you for each of the leaders that have given their lives to lead, God. I thank you for their willingness to spend endless hours making sure that our county is safe, that each of us have an equal opportunity in the city, that our economy and our jobs happen here, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the grace that's upon this city. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would spare Escambia County for what's about to possibly happen in the United States. I pray that you would put a spirit of unity on each of the commissioners to work together. Other constitutional officers, Father God, that have to work with the commissioners, that they would listen and they would work together, Father God. We just ask you for grace on the city, Lord. And you show me there's hope and there's good things coming, but we're about to go through something, God. And I just pray for that grace to be able to go through and to protect all the citizens, God. And I just pray this crime would come down in our city. This crime, we would just leave this city, Father God, and our people would be safe. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sons and daughters would be safe in this city, Father God. In Jesus' name.
The real devastation is in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. But what you really think about is all those families being evacuated, and then how do they get their life back to order? I mean, how do they, you know, their homes, I mean, people are being evacuated for attics, mm-hmm. and areas never flooded before.
so important. Understand, delivering prophecy was within days. Within days, you may be able to see this on your screen. Within days, that's when the sheriff of that county, Sheriff David Morgan, came before the county commission and demanded money, demanded $1.4 million or something like that dollars from a county who didn't have any money, and they couldn't give it. And at that point, the Escambia County Jail was under that sheriff. And in that turmoil, against their will, the county commissioners had to take on that jail, which is under them anyway. And it's been some, you know, I don't know all the details. I can tell you all that kind of part. But either way, for years, it was ran up under the sheriff. And then all of a sudden, he just basically, it just looked like, you know, according to reports in the Pensacola News Journal, just said, take it. And now we have two deaths, two floods, and we have an explosion taking place at the Escambia County Jail just this morning. And it's like, we've got to listen to God, because that was the sheriff that I was prophesying to. That was the commission that I was prophesying to. When you saw me scratching my head and say constitutional officer, you know, that's what it was God was speaking to me about. But I was like, I couldn't speak it because of not being received. You know, because it has nothing to do about individuals. Like, this is about the people of the county. This is about the people of America. This is not about political leaders. It's not about politics. And it's not about people who are in office. It's about God, who's is one nation under God. And it's like, God's speaking. We got to pay attention. None of us are perfect. None of us hears clearly. We all make mistakes. It has nothing to do with that. But it's about, listen, we've got to care about people. We've got to care about the people in the context of this. And so here we are. These things are taking place, and I want you to start, begin to see some of these pictures. As a matter of fact, I first want you to see, so all of a sudden, in 24 hours time period, 4 months worth of rain fell right on top of Escambia County.
First of all, I don't think the vast majority of the houses that were damaged were in flood zone areas, and the maps were just released, so you're not going to see the maps changed because of the event that took place. I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
Understand, this is what the Lord was saying.
Wow.
How can we not say that God does speak? How can we not say that? You know, that God can prevent future disaster. He can protect us. Okay. He's God. He is God, and above him there's none other. Understand, he does. Who is this that the wind and the waves obey? That's what the disciples said. God. Look at this. We got some more, as you're seeing here, floods that have taken place. And this is, and you heard what I said. We want to play it again so you can hear it after this to make sure you're hearing the context. And this is after the floods.
That's my bad.
Yeah. It's excited right there. That's actually after the tragedy, right?
Yeah, after the river, basically, of water
that
came down. That's the next day. That's actually, it's later on in the day where it dried up and they got the water to stop. But that road is completely covered. Houses have collapsed, foundation, bricks removed, trucks.
It was a rapid. It was a rapid. I think you may have it.
Yeah, well, we do
yeah,
have it.
Yeah, it's on there.
It'll be available.
Okay, there you go. Looking at here. That's also the same neighborhood. That's what happened.
And a piece of the house has fallen off.
Can't sit on that side, but it's completely off, and that empties out into.
You see it right here. You see the foundation's missing. It's the driveway's washed away here. Okay. That was the night skies were filled with over 70,000 plus lightning strikes.
Oh, wow.
Over 70,000 plus lightning strikes. And God kept the region. Remember, I was praying, dear God, protect us from what's ahead.
Yeah. One report was since people didn't have any power, they said, well, we really didn't need to see at night because it was a consistent lightning the entire night.
What you're seeing right here is someone that the Lord had spoke to, and that he listened to what the Lord had said. And the two places that God moved him from were underwater, but the place that he's in now, which is Peter, was totally dry. But he listened to the Lord, and this is what it looks like where he was.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
This is the place right here. It's another place, the second place. And then God immediately told him just recently, and he called Steve, and he said, listen, we got to go to this next place. And God
urgently
moved him.
Urgently. He was we got to go.
Finally, the county administrator, George Tuart, had just been brought back. And he was still there now because they had actually fired him. Mm-hmm. They've removed him. You know, I personally believe we need to honor. We should have honored, you know, George Tuart, because George Tuart in that county and Sheriff Ron McNesby, beyond any shadow of a doubt, and I unashamedly say this, if they would not have taken the horns by the altar, the altar by the horns during the great tragedy of Ivan when it hit Pensacola, those two men we owed a deep gratitude for, despite all their offices. There are two citizens in our county that said, and the commissioners just said, listen, George, we're not going to vote on nothing. Bring us out of this thing. And I'm very thankful, Ms. Tuart, for your husband. And we just honor him for he and what Ron McNesby did for our community in bringing us out. Tragedy. I mean, it was blue roof, toll damages, and everything. But it's because they cooperated, and I just owe a debt of gratitude. And I got a chance to talk to George, you know, right before he had passed. But the reason why was he was on the board, so he was a witness that God speaks. And I said, he's there. You brought him back. And not only that, when I came in to the courthouse that day, George came down from the dais. He came down, and he said, I wanted to let you to know that I'm cancer-free. They just said I'm cancer-free, and we were celebrating that.
Yeah.
And so he was a witness. He and Doris Harris, the county clerk, is a witness who records what's going on, that God does speak. And the very first time he followed me when I prophesied about the second time, coming about the financial crisis and the storm that was going to hit back in the year that it was hitting, that he followed me out of the courthouse because he saw me walking out of the courthouse going, my goodness. Actually, it was August the 12th of that year because it was our anniversary. And I was like, this thing's going to hit. I was so sad. I walked out of the courthouse. I normally kind of wait and kind of ease my way out. And he followed me all the way out to the water fountain out of that new courthouse down there. And he said, is everything okay? And that's why I'm like, he knew. He knows God speaks. And he was a witness. And right after that, he put in his application to be a county administrator. And this whole spirit in the land just took a hold of a few folks, and just instead of just saying no, thank you, and just did the opposite and shamed his situation and removed him and took him off the list. We have a whole journey. Only 7 months later, he was to die. He was going to be with the Lord. I mean, that was it. And it was like, man, we should have honored him. And I had a chance to talk to him in December about how much I appreciated what he and Ron McNesby had done.
Another level about to happen. Another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says we've never seen that before.
We're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated for attics in areas never flooded before.
Of course, the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. Things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions. It's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen.
Amazing. When you're looking at, that's what you got to find out. Listen, God does speak, and he's speaking through many who have heard, like John Paul Jackson, mm-hmm. myself, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries. I mean, just all across the land. But the thing is, the question is, are you heeding to the warning? Are you listening? Are you offended? Or are you saying, dear God, we have turned away from you. We've created other gods. We twisted your word. I am part of the 81% that doesn't even pick up my Bible. Dear God, we cry out to you, dear God. Save us and turn this around, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' name.
Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years. Where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. Oh my goodness, Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, go visit Tony Baker. Listen, it doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape, he'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. You Scrub a Pup in Merriester, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, afterbath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to encourage you, if you have a Christian business, you have any business, and you want to stand with us, we really want to get together with you. We love promoting those that love to stand for God, country, and Israel, and we want to give you that opportunity to do so. And we also want you, like you were talking about a little while ago, Greg, to visit some of our sponsors. These are wonderful people. I got a chance to meet all of them and meet with them and know their heart. But we have sponsors. If you need a vehicle, you can visit Glenn Parker. I mean, if you're looking to rent or buy a home, you want to talk to Mark Downey. I mean,
Mark Downey Associates. He is the man and his team.
Yeah, they're excellent. You have a great meal. You want to go visit Auntie's out in Cantonment.
Ooh,
barbecue.
A taste of Southern soul.
There's so many wonderful places and so many great sponsors.
Her food is so good. I was sitting there having her food. I can tell you. This man came in. He's going to have his first ribs off of her smoker. And I said, I looked at him, remember? And I said, can I watch you take your first bite? Right? Right?
Yeah.
And I turned my head and I missed his first bite. But he came back later and he says, they was good. That's Auntie's, right?
Auntie's.
Off of Highway 29.
A taste of Southern soul.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today. And it's amazing how your life you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We'll give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world, and our radio audience as we're driving, riding, all the different places that you can listen to us. If you don't know, you go to VFNTV.com to find out what that is. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not. We're going to be talking on this program about the drought that's taking place between Texas and actually the West Coast, but all the way to LA, all the way up to Boise, Idaho.
Wow.
And it's just exactly what John Paul Jackson was talking about, but it's so severe, you know. Reports are, and of course, if you've been to Texas, you know they build their fences. They don't have their privacy fences aren't made out of wood; they're made out of brick. And of course, when I was looking over there, as we were thinking about potentially relocating over there, I was curious. It's like, you know, you got the brick thing going. I got it already.
Well,
right?
Yeah, you got brick everywhere.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you like brick, you know? And then I finally found out that what happens is wood, it's so dry and during the summer times that wood just goes away. It splinters and just dries up.
Wow.
And there's so much moisture, I guess, in the wood. And so they build them out of bricks. But this, you know, reports are, you know, that Steve just told me, you know, from the airport, somebody from Texas came in who moved from the Gulf Coast region. So they're moving back.
All right.
Because of the foundations are cracking. It's getting so dry.
We do have a map of that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be talking about that in a moment. Okay. But also, you know, I don't know if we get a chance to talk about this in this program, but we're going to try to talk about it today. Bait and switch. You know, bait and switch is against the law. It's where somebody advertises, you know, hey, we have a car, and the car is for $9. Come and get it today. And they have one car, and you get there to buy that one car for $9, and they switch you to something else. They use it as a draw on you, but they really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, that might be the exact definition of it, but they lured you in and say, well, you know, that one's kind of out of stock, and we don't have that one there. But
advertised something that they did not have.
Yes, what
it
is.
You came in based upon that advertisement.
Yes.
When you showed up, it wasn't that.
Like Crazy Eddie. No, they don't remember that.
It's illegal.
I'm going crazy. It's like, anyway, so it's just a New York ad. So then, you know, we think about bait and switch. So they're advertising something they don't have. And but that is illegal to do that. You actually can go to jail for bait and switch. And so I want to talk about that today, because I literally see a bait and switch gospel going on in America, where, you know, you have this advertising is like, but why?
Right.
And the thing is that I understand. I totally get it. We were supposed to have power. We were supposed to be different. The presence of God is supposed to be with us, not something we just talk about, a product, or talk about the power of God and switch people to religion. God's supposed to be with us. And if he's not with us, we should be crying out and saying, dear God, you know, we're going to be arrested for bait and switch.
if we talk
about you being here and you're not here, and people show up and your presence is not here, you know, you're not going to get arrested for it, because it just wouldn't be big enough. But the whole thing about it is, if it's illegal for somebody to do it with stereos in the eyes of God, you can imagine how offensive that is to God to advertise. And, you know, marketing mechanisms that folks use to advertise a gospel, a God that's not there, you know, and using all this. So hopefully we get a chance to talk about bait and switch today, because if it's illegal with your company, with your products, it could be, you can obviously know how offensive it is with God. And you got to understand, it's like, because there's so many people that went through a bait and switch approach, they're thinking like everybody else, they kind of switched this. I guess everybody's got this product. You know, we didn't want the product. We didn't show up for religion. We didn't show up for, you know, this rigorous whatever. We showed up for God and his presence and his healing, his power and his voice. But everybody else settled for this. So maybe we're supposed to settle for it. Versus saying, wait a minute, I was brought in under false pretenses, and then I was switched to religion. I was so excited when God called my name. But when they switched me to religion. I'm like, what happened here? Bait and switch happened. You were baited with this, the gospel of the true Jesus. But when you showed up, it wasn't there. And what you got to say, you know what? I want Jesus. And begin to cry out for him. And he wants you too. That's what brought you to what you thought was where he would be. Begin to cry out for the Lord. I think about Charles Seymour. I mean, he cried out, one man isolated, oppressed, cried out to God. And God answered this man so powerfully that the world benefited from the answer. And so we'll be talking hopefully about that in today's program. But it's just amazing. It's amazing to me, you know, what is taking place. First, I want you to see this map. This map is an ABC News map that you can see right here, where they're talking about the drought that's taking place. And John Paul Jackson talked about this drought that was going to be coming. And in this drought, you see in the map, it goes all the way from Dallas to San Francisco, down to southern LA, up to Boise, Idaho.
Wow.
And it's just, it's literally
that's a huge area.
Yeah. And so as you're looking at that, think about this, that was prophesied about. And as a matter of fact, hopefully it's going to be a related article for you to listen to that prophecy. But this is going to be major. This is what in prudent preparation. If you haven't heard prudent preparation, you need to hear it. You can access it right on top of VFNTV.com. There should be a link to be able to get to it and listen to it. But know this, that the Word of God says a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. It is really going to be difficult if you're a part of a drought. This thing doesn't lift for a significant amount of time. How difficult that's going to be for society, and knowing how water gets there, and knowing how food gets there, that when it gets that dry, you cannot grow food. You cannot, so many different things happen, but food, most things, like 98% of the food is grown by 2% that's of right. the people in America. Most of the food that you eat comes from how many miles away?
I forget, but I think it's over 500 miles
away. And we have all that available for you. We'll make it a related link to this article, so you can go to VFNTV.com and go to the VFN Torch and see the details on this. But understand, that's a long ways to go when you have a drought situation. A lot of our food is grown over there in California, in that particular area that's going through this difficult seasons and time. And Lord knows we don't want Texas to suffer.
No.
Rain on Texas. And so this is that prophetic word coming to pass.
And there's a price for these prophetic words. I don't know if you know this, but John Paul Jackson, we need to keep him in prayer, but he's fighting an aggressive cancer right now.
Really?
And we definitely want to keep him in prayer during this time. But he's a prophetic voice right now amongst many. But he prophesied all this over, all these things would happen, the perfect storm over, you know, a period of time.
Yeah.
And it's been already been 5-6 years, and all these things already have come to pass, and even more so are coming.
Wow. I'll tell you what, that, you know, and we're all human, and we all suffer, and we go through things. And I think also about Paul, you know, when Paul said, the Holy Spirit warns me before going to any city, this might not end well. You know, I could end up in chains. I could end up in prison. I could end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I love what he said. He says, you know, that I have no concern about my life here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just zero zilch.
Right.
And so he was able to do these different things. And imagine just in fact, if John Paul, it was time for him, you know, he was just going to go be with, because they said to him, nevertheless, you know, whatever God's will is over you, Paul, head on to Jerusalem. And, the impact that he has had in his in the ministry across the world.
Mm.
But there is significant, believe me, you know, cost for following God, period, and being loyal to him, because the adversary does not just sit back and go, oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so glad that you're winning my captives to God.
Right.
You're setting them free, the one who I hate dearly. Speaking of atheists, that I was just watching this interview. An agnostic was interviewing an atheist. Sounds like a joke, don't it? It sounds like a joke. And the atheist wrote a book. And it actually had words in it and all. She just called it her memoirs. And she had an experience in her early years, which was obviously an experience with God. But she just refused to acknowledge God as being a potential answer. So she spent 60 years of her life trying to figure out what the answer is, while she's trying to avoid the answer himself. And it's just like, you know, you're just screaming fool, you know, only a fool in their heart says there's no God. And so she writes a whole book saying that she's, her viewpoints are foolish. But the interesting thing is that how God has just given her time in her life to be able to say, I was wrong. I mean, how important and powerful would this atheist life be for the kingdom of God when she meets the, on the road to Damascus, she meets her own Damascus experience with the Lord.
Bright light and on the ground.
Bright light. But speaking of that, that's not even okay. The
we'll fix that.
Speaking of that, I'm looking around like, whoa.
Where am I? What happened?
And so so some psychologist stands up after reading her book. She says, I read your book and it was just no, you're reading her stuff. Anyway. So, and of course, the camera's panned the audience, and of course, the audience is going like, oh, don't put the camera on me. Everybody's going to see I'm an atheist. Anyway, so she stands up, and she starts talking about, you know, when I think about your experience you had when you was 14 or something, she says, it just sounds like to me it's a neuronic, you know, a firings, like sort of like, you know, when you think about epilepsy. I mean, it, you know, they have euphoric. There's all kinds of different epileptic seizures. And all that, and you know, and of course, this logical-minded atheist says, you know, in God's wisdom, you know, it frustrates the intellect of the intelligent. By the way, you can tell how frustrated she was, very frustrated. That, and she says, well, you know, it could have been. I know what you're talking about, but I had a real encounter. Some there are some beings that I have this encounter, and so she said. So this is the one questioning her. She says, so, you know, Paul. You know, on the, his Damascus Road experience, you know, I see it as he was really having an epileptic. How much they pay you? How much an hour does somebody sit on your couch and let you talk to them? My goodness, can you believe? And then she explained every encounter as an epileptic
physical ailment.
Well, yeah, just firings of neuroreceptors in your brain.
Right. Ridiculous.
And it's like yours are not firing anyway. So. And then today, as a matter of fact, CBN has today the effects of all these medications on these tension deficit disorder type thing, diagnosis in this medication, how it basically puts a lobotomy in people's minds where they don't even fire right. So they're convinced that the issue is our brains.
All right.
And because theirs is so well. Unlike us, we know we're not here because of our brain, right?
I know that's right.
Absolutely.
Of course. Except for John. Well, yeah, he's got two degrees. Right. You know, he's got 2 degrees.
You know, so smart.
He's
basket weaving and
basket coloring. Weaving. It's actually criminal justice, man.
Yeah, but I didn't.
And biological science. biological
engineering.
Engineering.
Engineering. Wow.
Yes. He took walking on water 101.
Yeah,
BRSM.
That's right.
We'll give a big shout out to all of our BRSM students that are out there today. So these words are coming to pass, but first, you know, we have to pay attention to, it just seems like it's going more and more cranial. The more darkness that we get into, that the nation gets into and the world gets into, the more people are in their heads. And listen, you can die in your head.
Oh, yeah.
You can die in your head because you're turning to your own thought life to be able to solve problems, and that will end up potentially with an epileptic fit. You know, because it's just your brain is not your savior. God is your savior. He saves your whole body, including your brain.
Yes.
And your mind is something that has to be renewed, which means it needs to submit to the ways of God. And when we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about that to understand that the mind, you know, despite what this agnostic interview and this atheist with this psychologist responses, listen, God is God. Your mind is not God. Saul did not have an epileptic fit on the way to the road to Damascus. He had an encounter with God. But hold on. Come back in a moment and we'll explain more.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you...
That's right.
Listen, across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. you can continue to take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads. Just it get right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister, and she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military, mm-hmm. and she was sharing with her all the things that have been discussed on VFN TV and the daily mm-hmm. VFN radio program, and how she was so encouraged. And she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight. And she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky. You know what I mean? Yeah. Uh-uh. And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online and went to, the radio page. And then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her, put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me this was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now?
She works for a hospital.
Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her VFN, the VFN TV and the daily mm-hmm. VFN radio app.
Yeah, just downloaded it right there.
Wow, isn't Powerful. That encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're mm-hmm. here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I was just speaking about this atheist. Can you pronounce her last name? Hmm. Barbara.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. That's good enough. Mm-hmm. Barbara. You're going to put a reference link to you. She wrote a book called Living with a Wild God, A Nonbeliever's Search for the Truth About Everything. Hmm. And it's so sad. She spent 60 years and she's found nothing but God, and she's trying to get around him. And she is trying to find God. I guess you're not going to pronounce her name for me. 2 degrees. Come on, give me that.
Ironic.
Yeah, ironic. And that's
ironic.
Barbara, ironic.
I'm ironic.
Hey, we'll have that for you. We're sorry about your name.
Sorry, Barbara.
Yeah, just doesn't even work. Anyway, so she spent 60 years trying to logically in her own brain. And this, so you have this cranial fest going on in this meeting, right? And you can see this. As a matter, we're going to make it available for you on the VFN Torch. And watch this interview. And don't just shut it. So many Christians just shut things down. It's like, no, I mean, God really cares about these folks who are being held captive by their own minds and their intellect. And so do like Paul and just stand before them and tell them about the love of God. Mm-hmm. This one rabbi got up and really did a really good job. And, of course, they ate his lunch. But so understanding, you can't find God in your head. And there's nothing worse than you're being spirit led by your spirit. You're just having faith. You're telling your brain, line up with God's word. We're moving on. And you bump into all these believers who are in their head. And so you got to explain to them logically why you are walking on water. It's like, I don't know why. God just said, get out the boat.
That's right.
He just said, do this stuff. And if you have any dialogue with these carnally minded individuals, you're going to sink. Because it's only faith. It's by faith, And so she writes this whole book, you know, about, you know, trying to find living with a wild God, a non-believer search. It's interesting. Non-believer. Why you got to say that? Because he's real. That's right. Hmm. And she even talks about, she prays to this. It's like, you just need God, Barbara. You just need God. The sad thing is that you're going to meet him. If you don't meet him in this present life, give a few years left, you will meet him. And I would want you to make him the Lord and Savior of your life so that when you do meet him, he'll forgive all that 60-year journey there. But I think about, you know, how many people try to find God and follow God in their head, and it's nothing more frustrating to someone when you got to try to, you're not even in your own mind. Like Hogan, David Hogan says, he says, I'm not out of my mind. I'm out of your mind. And people want you to talk, these folks want you to explain to their carnal, simple, you know, limited, finite, 10% used brain, you know, what's going on, and explain the God of the universe instead of saying, look, what's happening. And this is what he says in First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. He says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are believers, for those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Think about this. For since in the wisdom of God, the world... For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased to, through the foolishness of what was preached, to save those who believe. And he talks about how people demand and all that. And it's like, you can just watch this whole interview. And this is a frustrated group of folks. This agnostic who's interviewing the atheist. He says, you know, they tell me, this is what they tell me. They said that I miss my spiritual experiences because they tell me that I am too in my head. And I was like, oh, man, you got it. You know, and the whole thing was, it just, of course, blew over because everybody in that whole room is in their head. So it couldn't be that. It couldn't be the fact that we're missing God. Because we're all in the same room. We're reading the same books. Wow. And, you know, we're trying to search for God without acknowledging that he is God. And what the truth is that your brain, think about it, you have a heart, you have lungs, you have feet and hands and eyes and nose and all this kind of, you know, all the parts of your body, and you have a brain. Now, although the brain is a powerful part and organ of our body, it's still, like the rest of our body, is expected to submit to the word and the ways of God. I mean, how much more powerful is this to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? We have to give God our mind. And the battle that we're facing, he talks about that battle in 2 Chronicles chapter 10. He says, for though we live in this world with these philosophers and agnostics and atheists and people who think they're going to figure God out with their intellect, isn't it interesting that our college campuses and our universities is based on intellect are just trying to destroy and pull a, so 60-70% of Christians deny their faith by the time they go to a secular university, and reports are that 50% deny their faith in Christian university because you're getting too much in your head versus having what's in your head to submit to God. He says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power. They have divine power to the demolishing of your thought life that's against God, your strongholds. We demolish every argument. An argument is nothing but a different viewpoint. We demolish every argument and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Jesus Christ. In other words, listen, one of the battles that we fight with is our own intellect, that we're not going to allow our minuscule experiences and this thing called a vapor and a few years of walking on the face of this earth totally dependent upon a creator who gives us air and life. They were going to all of a sudden think that we had to be taught how to read. We had to be taught how to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to figure things out, and we're still figuring things out. And we're amazed what, you know, collectively we're able to do. And it's like God's way above all of that. And so you don't, you know, it's important. I mean, think about not having feet. I mean, feet are very important. I mean, they carry you around. And if you don't have them, we build prosthetics, you know, to help you get around. Mm-hmm. And hands are important. Thumbs are important. You know, mm-hmm. eyes are important. These different things are important. And your brain is important. But you don't want to worship your brain. You don't want to worship your feet. You want to worship God. And he says, listen, taking every thought and bringing it into captivity, forcing it to be in compliance to what God, the creator of the universe, who designed everything, is to be. Listen, don't be intimidated by these atheists and agnostics that are really trying to find something, how this all came to pass in their head. Realize this atheist spent 60 years, and she's still trying to explain away her encounter with God when she's approximately 14 years old. Understand this. She's frustrated. Just watch them. The whole room is frustrated. Mm. Lord, we just pray for Barbara's soul, or that she would be saved. And all those that are really crying out, they put more time and effort into crying out, trying to find God, than people who profess to follow God do. And they just need to know it's God. Barbara, it's God. Just bow the knee now and claim Jesus Christ as your Lord. And if you do, I'll see you in heaven. If not, I'll just see you at the judgment seat.
The $50 Eye Guy, where they have everything from wrecks to specs. You want to visit them today. They're right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Visit a $50 Eye Guy today so you can see. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola, not just your ordinary bowling alley. It's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Horse Rides of Pensacola, where they offer riding lessons, trail rides, riding excursions, and fun on the farm, and so much more. Saddle up and let's go for a ride today. Mark Downey & Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.